The Art of Work, Section 10. I witnessed a fitting example of a futile life under the sun. There was a man, all alone, with neither son nor brother, yet there was no end to his toil, and his eyes were never satisfied with his wealth. Too late in life, he asked himself, "For whom am I working so hard, and why am I denying myself enjoyment?" His solitary work was futile, a miserable task. Two working together are better than one, for they both benefit from their labor. If one falls down, his friend can help him up, but the person working alone has no one to assist him. When two share a blanket, they keep each other warm, but how can one keep warm alone? While one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, and three will resist defeat. The words, "too late in life," grab my attention from today's reading, for I've met those who have uttered these very words, those who thought that hard work was the secret to a good life somewhere in the future. They put the daily enjoyment of life on the shelf and set it up as a goal that they would reach someday down the road. They immersed themselves into their work and left no margin in their day for the simple things that can make a day enjoyable. Every minute of each day was crammed full of tasks they imagined would take them closer to their goal. The problem with this approach is that our youthful energy can carry us forward for a long time and perpetuate the illusion that this is actually paying off. You see your wealth and influence increasing, and you see that day when you will retire and enjoy those good rewards you were hoping for. You are wise for creating large resources for the times to come. But as age sets in, we all come to those times that Kohelet talks about at the end of his book. Times of trouble turn into years when you no longer find pleasure in living. Age has its way of creeping up on us, and suddenly we find ourselves functionally unable to do the very things we thought we'd enjoy in the future. It has become too late in life to change directions. We failed to train ourselves to enjoy the daily things of life, and now end up as one of those bitter old souls we swore we'd never become. Kohelet notes that all the solitary work for personal gain was not only futile, but it was a miserable task. Instead, he points us toward the joy of working together with others. Working together not only brings mutual benefit and support, but it also provides security in times of trouble and danger. Best of all, you get to stay warm in a world that can be very cold and indifferent. I would have to admit that I was one of those who was viewing work from a totally incorrect perspective. Thankfully, I hit the wall of burnout hard enough to wake me up and force me to look for answers. And you can find that story on my website, artofwork.ca, under the article section. It's called A Hamster's Guide to the Rat Race. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, theartofwork.ca, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thanks for listening.